Blog Talk Radio.
During the pandemic, my lifestyle drastically changed. My income came to a screeching halt. You have to understand, I'm a hustler. I'm a legit entrepreneur. I sell things. I come in contact with people all the time. I have to stay safe. I didn't have a choice but to trust the vaccine. And if you live the type of lifestyle that I live, you out here in these streets, and you hustling, an entrepreneur like me, why not do it safely? So I want everybody to take this seriously. Take a shot at staying healthy. Get the vaccine.
Please check out the Barefooters Legal Radio Show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. That is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison, the show about everything and nothing at all.
Global government, the mystery school, Agenda 2030, chemtrails and geoengineering, manufactured disasters.
We live in a time when awareness about current events and big media deception is critical to be prepared for the events that are rapidly descending upon us. This is Russ from Delivering the Truth and Exposing the Lies. Join Diana and me every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. as we expose the truth big media keeps lying about.
Herbal medicine, the globalist real agenda, seeing through the propaganda.
Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll see you there.
Global government, the mystery school, Agenda 2030.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
You heard Klausy McSchwab's first two records.
Vaccines back, all right. You'll own nothing and be happy.
But this one is going to make your modified mRNA tingle. Time Lies presents Greatest Schwabs, Volume 15. A new world order in music.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All the unvaccinated are still alive. A little bit of Pfizer in my arm. A little bit of BioNTech does no harm. A little Johnson Johnson does the trick. A little AstraZeneca so you don't get sick. It's booster number 5. Let's talk about Rex, baby. Let's talk about Dr. G. Let's talk about all the weird and countless side effects, maybe. Let's talk about Rex. Let's talk about Rex. Come and take the 7-shot, the 7-shot. With a little luck you get my, oh! My, myocarditis. You won't have to be rich with CBDC. You'll have all you need with central currency. We just take your extra wealth and your cash. And you can walk 500 steps, but not a single step more until the curfew activates and robot cops stand at your door. Just a small town boy drinking genetically modified soy. This ensures he doesn't co-create. Please stop breeding.
Stop the breeding.
We are almost 9 billion people. Please stop breeding right now. He didn't start a Pfizer.
We just made you take it, even if you hate it.
Greatest Schwabs, Volume 15. Now available on Spotifyzer and MRN Apple Music.
I don't care who you are, where you're from, don't care what you want, you will eat the box.
Hello everyone. I am Broccoli Man. At night I fight for organic GMO-free food. During the day I fight crime against child trafficking. Please watch my story on rumble.com. Just look up Broccoli Man and you can see my regular run-ins and follies with G-Lobalist, the wiretap, the millennials, and everyone else I run into. I fight communists and very pro-free speech. Just check me out. Broccoli Man. On rumble.com. Hello Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ripper. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Thank you. welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the big kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Thursday. I have missed the last couple days, but we are back. We have Joanne Moretti joining us here, replacing Chemo for the night. And if anyone out there in Radio Land has anything they want to share, the number here is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number 1 on your phone. I will make it a point to bring you into the conversation. So let's go ahead and bring Joanne in here.
Hey, everybody. Hey, Proof. How you doing tonight?
You sound a lot better.
I still feel lousy, but I'm here. I made it. I'm kind of nasally, but I'm here. I made it. So, I was sick the last couple of days. Sorry about the show last night, but
well,
it's good to
I
be able to
I was
kind of
sick,
tonight.
and you talked me out of doing my show, so that's fine. I was
yeah,
sick anyway.
Yeah,
I was
going
to try and do the show
today.
Sick, but I decided against it.
Well, I'm glad. We wouldn't have given it our best, but tonight we got an awful lot to talk about anyhow, so.
Oh, wow.
We'll have plenty to catch up on.
Where do you want
yeah.
to start?
Oh, I don't
you
even
want to
know.
Start
you know
with,
that one point?
With Hunter?
Sure. I want to talk about that. Did you catch all of that today, his confessions and all that?
I just saw the part where he was complaining about people not treating him fairly because he's a drug addict.
Yeah. Have you seen the way drug addicts are treated? He's not special.
So
he is special. He was treated a hell of a lot
better. He's a druggie? That's what I'm trying to understand. We're supposed to feel sorry for him because he's a druggie?
I think he still is. Did you see how hollow his eyes are and how clenched his jaw was?
Oh, I didn't say was. I said is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it's a badge of honor now. Remember, they were giving out free crack pipes in a few cities last year. And one of the millennials on the Broccoli Man cartoon said that he was going to purchase the Hunter.
Yeah, well, we're supposed to feel bad for him because he's a drug addict. But
yeah.
He's got plenty of money to feed a habit. You know, nobody feels bad for the drug addict that doesn't have the type of money he has, doesn't have the type of pull he has. You know, there's no business in the world that searches through a crowd of drug addicts and says, oh, this is the guy we need on our board of directors. We just have to have him.
Man, we got to have that drug addict.
Yeah, right. We got to have him. He's the only guy in the world who will suffice. We need him on our board of directors. We got to pay him millions. Get the hell out of here. They think we're idiots.
Well, in a few cities, there are a ton of idiots, though, so I'm not saying they're all the way wrong.
Well, yeah, that's true. They could make an argument for that. I'll concede that much. We'll get them on the next round.
Well, I was just thinking about these Democrat voters in New York City.
Yeah, they don't have any clue how they got to be in the situation they're in.
No, and they're going to keep voting themselves in worse. They don't care.
Yeah. Well, they do care, but they think if they replace one Democrat with another Democrat, it's going to improve.
Well, they don't even want to replace
the
Democrat. They want the same Democrat. They think the same Democrat that they just voted in 9 times and voted 100% against the public, all of a sudden in year 20 and 21, now you got them right where you want them.
Now we're going to get solutions. They're coming up. You know, he had to set the framework for the last 20 years, but now next time is going to be the time that he's going to really come through.
All right, Charlie Brown, just go see Lucy holding that football over there.
Right? Exactly. Excuse me, I still have a cough.
Hey, if we make it through half the show, I'm happy today. So as long as you give me half a day, I'm fine.
I gotcha. We're good. I just, you know, it's just a lingering effect. Going to be all right. Yeah, so, you know, Hunter, he just thinks he's Mr. Cool Breeze. He said that he was high when he made that chat to the Chinese guy, saying that his father was sitting right there with him, and if he didn't wire the money, then he had a good memory, and he was going to make the guy's life miserable, and so was his father. And he'd never have any credibility. And a couple days later, $5 million was put into his account. So, how convenient. But he was high, and he was acting like a jerk, and he apologizes. Then we're supposed to say,
I don't know
okay.
which direction he's apologizing for.
Right? And what about all the bitches? And what about all the young girls? And what about... Where's the diamonds? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he got diamonds as gifts. Where are those? Oh, he lost them. Yeah, same place everybody lost their guns in a riverboat accident, right? Going up to Mississippi. Shit. Yeah, that's what happened to everybody's guns. We don't know where they are. Goodness. It's just insane. We are being taken for such chumps. And we're not going to do anything about it. We're really not. I mean, we should have been marching in the streets. But everybody got scared because they said that January 6th was an insurrection. January 6th was no insurrection. That's another thing people got to realize. Was there any guns? Was there any bombs, explosions, fires? Any of that happen? No. Cities burning down?
Well,
none of that happened.
Yes, there was an insurrection by Antifa and Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, no, those were mostly peaceful.
Oh, I forgot.
An actual peaceful one. I mean, you'd have more action than happened at that Capitol, at Midtown High School. More goes on in a day at a Midtown New York high school than went on in that Capitol that day. You know, everybody be real. They were high-fiving the cops, saying thank you, you know, showing respect. The people that broke those windows were swapped out. You know, everybody knows it was a Fed insurrection. You know, same as those guys marching through the streets with the khaki pants and in the tactical boots.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're all Feds. They really had to push those people to even get them inside the building. And you see the Sharmer, he's walking around with a flag like a goofy dude. And they're opening doors for me. There wasn't 1 minute he was inside that building that he was not escorted by police. He was never a threat. You know, but they got him on the cover of everything like he was having a Braveheart moment. No, he wasn't. He was saying a prayer. He's a shaman. They're peace lovers. They're kind of like those really peaceful people. What do they call them? Pacifists. It's one of those.
And those are the first people you want to arrest because they're not going to put up a fight doing so.
That's true. Yeah, that's an easy one. They'll even help you with the paperwork. That's upsetting. You know, and then people think, oh, yeah, that's worse than 9/11. You watch the towers come down. You watch people die right there in front of you. They fell out the windows.
Well, you got you got these Gen Zs that don't know anything about the 9/11 attack, and they side with Bin Laden because America sucks.
You know, you're right about that. Well, that's why we should never let the government educate the children, because they'll teach them what they want them to know. And they only, you know, those kids only know what we allowed them to be taught. So we take a big responsibility in this too. We let the education system get out of control. You know, they did it one little piece at a time with the unions and they made a big deal out of teachers. Teachers are a very big deal. They teach your children and you entrust your children to them. But now they're in indoctrination camps. And these teachers are like wardens. And if they don't teach what the curriculum requires, they don't have a job. So they go along with it.
Well, there are some school districts, though, Clark County here in Las Vegas, this is either the largest or the second largest school district in the United States, they sided with Trump this election.
Well, good.
Yeah,
you know, maybe people are starting to wind
up.
So
you have a lot of unions that are walking away from Brandon. It's been that bad. They want
communism, the
they just don't want it this bad.
Yeah. Well, everybody knows it's bad. And everybody knows what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's weird as hell. I got freaked out today by a McDonald's bag. I guess they're advertising some new A9 game to coincide with a new sauce that they've unveiled. But I thought the writing was in Chinese. I don't read Chinese, so I don't pretend to. But the way that they presented this bag, it was kind of freaky, the way that they're rolling out this sauce. But now I found out that it's connected to these A9s. So it's one of those free games that McDonald's is putting out. But it says here, team, the package is finally here. Assemble. And the McDonald's, the M in McDonald's, is upside down. It's called WickDonald's. And it's let me start again. It says, team, the package is finally here. Assemble. The legends are true. It's the sauce of destiny. And it shows a picture of one of those A9s holding the little package of upside-down sauce. It says, WickDonald's sauce. Grab the Wick Nuggets. It's as bold as true love. Its spice is so tender, it brings cheers of joy. I don't like that. It's the sauce of comfort. It's the sauce of power. I must mask my true excitement to maintain my mysterious lure. And then they got a barcode here. But I thought it was in Chinese, and they call it WickDonald's. The M is upside down. I don't like that. And it shows the building with the M upside down. It's just weird. But I guess it's some new kind of game that they're playing with the nuggets and the sauce. Kind of like the games they used to have on the cereal packages, supposedly. I don't know, but I don't like that type of advertising.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't think I'm okay with that. Yeah, it's messed up.
I don't know the first thing about McGMO anymore.
Yeah, well, I just think it's the advertising was really over the top. But it sounds like if it was Chinese, it would be even worse. But I was told it was Japanese that it's written in on the packaging. We have a package of it, and it's got the upside down W, and it's written in Chinese. I don't know what it says in Chinese. Not Chinese, Japanese.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I thought it was Chinese. What?
No, I'm reading.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of messed up.
Okay.
But I got freaked out by that when I first thought it was Chinese. But I don't know. I don't read either of those languages. But it does look the same to me. And you know, to me, it just looks like symbols, not letters. Three Chinese nationals crossed the border into Maine. And a fourth one was busted a short distance away, and he was suspected of being their ride. So when Michael Yon was asked about how many Chinese he thinks are coming across that border, he said about 100,000, and that's being real conservative with the estimate.
Well, yeah, it was 90,000 just in January, so that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and it's more Chinese than Mexicans are crossing the border. And like we talked about, that doesn't happen. 100,000 military-age men do not leave China unless China knows about it. They didn't just sneak out, and they didn't have transportation and a pipeline into the United States. That just didn't happen unnoticed of China. You know, and all these NGOs, NGO means non-government organization, and it's a way for the government to throw money at these organizations. And then they have, you know, they do the same thing with shell companies. They set up all these other little NGOs, and they pay them to take care of the illegals. Now, if you don't have any illegals, you don't get paid. So what do? You go get illegals. So they're actually recruiting these people to come here. And these governments that are supporting these people in their jails, in their orphanages, in their youth detention centers, all those places, nut houses, you know, they're more than happy to put them on a bus and send them to the United States. That's less people that they have to support. And Joe Biden's not stopping the USAID checks to the tune of billions. You know, we sent $90 billion to Venezuela last year. For what? And we did it through USAID. You know, we got money to just throw at everybody. And not just millions, billions. And now they're saying Venezuela is a really nice place. The crime rates dropped 77%. Well, yeah, you got rid of all your riffraff. You put them on buses and sent them to us. And Biden said, welcome, welcome, welcome. Now, what are we going to do with all these extra men? What does that mean for the women in this country? These people didn't bring their wives and children. You know, they're going to be looking for love. Where are they going to find it? You know, that's something to think about. Your daughters, your sisters.
Well, they have privilege. They could just take a woman off the street and do what they want with them, and they don't get in trouble.
That's what I'm saying. You know, if you got 7 million men, we got 15 million of them come across the border, at least 7 million of men, right? And that's being really conservative. It's probably more like 9 million of men. What are we going to do with these 9 million? Where are they going to find wives and girlfriends and have families? Is that the plan? You know, how come they didn't bring their girlfriends and wives and families with them? If you're fleeing oppression, don't you take your loved ones with you?
I'm still trying to figure out the asylum issue, where if you're getting asylum from China, why couldn't they go to Russia, which is right next door to them, or they could have gone to one of the other Asian countries?
Right. They could have went to Japan. It's a heck of a lot closer. They could have went to Vietnam.
Yeah.
That's right next door.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They could have opened a relationship with India or Pakistan.
And remember, China's one-child policy. Everybody knew about it.
Not anymore, but yeah.
Yeah, but these are the age men now. Most family opted to keep the male child.
Right.
And if they had a girl, they gave it up for adoption. They left it on the side of a mountain. They killed it and buried it, whatever they did with it. They didn't want the girls because the men would be able to work when the parents got older and they'd be able to take care of the elderly. That was the progression of things. So now they got too many men. And we took a lot of the Chinese orphans, the little girls. A lot of them are here. You know, they come in here looking for women because they're never going to have a wife or a family over in China. There's not enough women for them all to have mates. And that's a hell of an expendable army. You got 10 million too many guys that you don't even need around. China can just waste them. And they're here. It's not like they're coming. They're already here.
Meanwhile, you have liberals that think, well, they have more of a right to be here than you. You support Trump. You need to be deported.
Yeah, deported to where? Are they going to throw me out of Florida and send me back to Boston? I won't go. I'll resist.
Oh, I'm not going back to New York.
Yeah, I don't blame you. And anybody who's leaving those places, leave your voting habits behind. You know, if you voted Democrat, you're part of the problem, so realize it and don't do it again. Otherwise, stay there and fix it yourselves.
Yeah, fix it by keep voting Democrat. See how fast it gets fixed.
Yeah, nothing's going to get fixed. And now, they always landed on the black people. The Democrats use black people like, you know what, like.
Well, they keep taking it, though, in all fairness. Maybe now the South Side of Chicago gets it, but as a whole, I don't know. You get more black people waking up. I'll give you that, but the white liberal is not going to change.
Yeah, but the white liberal feeds off their loyalty. Black people are very loyal people.
Yes.
You know, you ride or die, that's it. And they don't turn on each other. But, you know, they said that they're Democrats, and they're hardcore Democrats. And, you know, once they commit to that, they're going to keep that commitment. And every single time, the Democrats come rushing in, and they promise them everything. They're promising jobs, they're promising housing, they're promising everything. But once the elections are over, they kick the black people right back to the curb. Now they're putting all these illegals.
There's a difference this time around, though, if you notice, because I've been watching for that. They're not really offering blacks anything right now. Everything goes to the illegals. The blacks are used up this time.
You know, I hope they're seeing it because, I mean, they do it every time. And look at they're doing. Look at these people. Now, that Illinois judge that removed Trump from the ballot. They had to put a stay on it because that's before the Supreme Court right now. And we should be getting a ruling on that in a few weeks. But they say it because it's, you know, of insurrection, his insurrection involvement. He was never charged with insurrection. There really wasn't an insurrection. If it was the lamest insurrection I ever saw. But he was never charged. He was never convicted. And none of the people that they got behind bars still are convicted of, are charged with insurrection. It's just a word they throw around away from the court. They could never prove that in a court of law. That would open up a whole big can of worms if they actually charged someone with that. Then we would have a test of the Constitution and the law and the Supreme Court and all of it. They don't want to open up that can of worms. And it wasn't an insurrection, or they would have charged people with it. However, she can't, this judge, state judge, even a county judge, she just says, no, we're going to remove him from the ballot, and that just, she speaks to everybody in Illinois. And then if he's not on the ballot there, that affects the primary. That interferes with the Republicans. And it interferes with the election. So that's all it is. She just wants to make a name for herself. But guess what? She's black. They put these black people up to it. Fannie Willis is way, way, way out of her league. And her boyfriend's a nitwit. He was dumb as a rock. And they picked these two out of everybody that they wanted to take down Trump with. There's not, I mean, there's a lot of liberal states here. There's a lot of attorneys general who are a hell of a lot smarter than Fannie Willis and that nitwit. I don't even know what to call him. He's so dumb. He's like Jethro's character on Beverly Hillbillies. He's dumb. He really is. Anyhow, you know, that's who they picked to put out there to try a RICO case against Trump, but not just Trump. He's got 96 co-defendants. Two of them are Giuliani and Sidney Powell. Giuliani wrote the RICO laws. This woman, who can't even speak English or get her dress on right or get her story straight, is going to go against Rudy Giuliani on a RICO charge. Someone put her up to that. And then, you know, she's talking about, oh, I keep cash in the house, and, you know, I paid him back in cash, and cash this, and cash that. Well, you getting all that cash, lady? You make $100,000+ a year. And you're talking about all this cash. So who's paying you in cash? And that boyfriend of yours. And then the other guy who was testifying, what's his name, Bradley? he didn't want to testify, but they made him. And he got a call from that Wade's new law partner saying, you know, watch your mouth. The new law partner is married to Fannie Willis's chief of staff. So, you know, now they're threatening witnesses. That's witness tampering. Did you see all that?
So how can they witness tamper and get away with it?
Well, it's just coming out now. And it's just coming out before this judge. This judge is supposed to rule by Friday, tomorrow, on whether or not Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade stay on this case. And who's going to pick up this case again? But they, you know what? It's going to fail. They're not going to prove any RICO charges. There is no conspiracy. There is none of that. The conspiracy is between the White House and these useful idiots in Atlanta. And they are useful idiots. They see fame and fortune and, you know, the big man on campus and throwing their weight around and stuff and lots of cash. And all they are is idiots. The Democrats know that's going to fall apart. The people at the top know that's going to fall apart. These idiots are going to get their 15 minutes of fame, and then their careers are over. Who's going to hire them? They're losers, and they've been exposed as crooks and idiots. I mean, it was like watching bad comedy listening to that trial, and especially that woman, and she went, no, 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 to the judge. When the judge went to say something, you shut up, a judge.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple of judges who would have had you thrown out of that courtroom. But it turns out he donated to her campaign, and she used to be his boss. So it's like an incestuous group over there. And, of course, they have the one little beta white guy.
Well, let me ask you, though, wouldn't that be more of a reason to keep Fannie Willis on the case and she would automatically have favor?
Well, yeah, but, you know, any first-year law student is looking at this like, oh, no, they got to go. This is just, I mean, there's a point where you've gone too far. But why wouldn't they throw everything at us? They're going to push it as far as they can go. We don't fight back. Every single thing they have thrown at us and shoved down our throat, from masks to vaccines to, I mean, transitioning kids without the parents' permission, we didn't fight back. They keep doing it. And they're going to just go take as much liberty as they can while we're not fighting back. Our border is wide open. And they're even coming out and telling us, well, you know, you can let these people in your house and they'll do your dishes and do your landscaping and stuff. So you're talking about we should get slaves? Is that what it is? Indentured servitude? And who's covering their note, and for how long? And what's the legal ramifications if it doesn't work out? What happens then?
I was going to tell you, I did not keep the article, but while I was at my wage slave job, I saw an article that I thought was hilarious, but I didn't keep it. MSNBC had their main story on today. It is time now for Biden to ride in the sunset and pass the presidency to Gretchen Whitmer.
Oh. And who said that?
MSNBC had an article on that.
Oh my goodness. To Gretchen Whitmer. They ever hear of somebody named Kamala Harris? She's kind of the vice president and a big deal. Especially
right, but
because
they said
she's
that
Gretchen
Whitmer
and
was phenomenal around COVID. And she really showed
that she could be
a strong leader during COVID.
That's another thing. White liberal women benefited from all this DEI stuff, too. Because they were hired over men. They were hired over men of any color because they're women. So they were like third in line for hire.
I don't know about third. You got trans, then illegals, then I guess you could debate whether or not a black is more important than a woman. But then again, a trans man or a trans, whatever it is, whatever that is, that takes precedence.
Yeah, but that's the new standard. The old standard was they wanted equality in the workplace, and it was for women. And white liberal women got in those jobs because, you know, they had pull. And if it came down to hiring a black woman, a Spanish woman, or a white woman, the white woman had more skills, they took the white woman. It was still a minority hire, right?
Yeah, that's changed, though.
Oh, it's changed now, yeah. It's changed, but... You know, white liberal women are the worst racists of all. And people like Joe Biden, he might be worse than all of them.
Did you see that stupid thing when he was on some smell-o-vision show and he said the doctor said he was too healthy?
Yeah, he's too healthy. So what do they want to do? They want to sicken him up to standard?
I guess.
That's insane. And he didn't take a cognitive test. And there's HIPAA laws. And there's no doctor in the world going to come out and tell us any different than what Joe Biden put out there himself. So they could have told him that, you know, he's decrepit and he didn't know what bus stop he's at. And just like Adam Schiff come out of those secret, way big, cool skiffs and said, oh, I heard information in there that... You know, there's evidence of a Russia collusion and Trump's involved. None of that's true. He didn't hear any of that inside there. Because if he had heard it inside there, he'd just come out and told us classified information and he would have been in jail. Promptly. So he came out and he lied to us. And he's not in jail, right?
No.
So he didn't tell us anything that went on inside that room. If he had... He would have divulged classified information. The truth is classified. It's kind of weird, huh?
Yeah, I'm so done with this. I just wish we knew our fate already so we can plan on what our move should be.
Well, you know, we started out 13 years ago. And we were telling people, stock up on seeds, stock up on food. Rotate it out, but stock up. Learn to put up food. Learn to garden. You know, learn how to reuse things. Learn how to make fire. Learn how to make heat. Learn how to make shelter. Well, the time is upon us, and there's no more time to wake up the sheep. It's time to feed the lions. We got to wake up the lions. We are being invaded. A small estimate is 10 million. Trump is saying 18 million by the time Biden leaves, which is easy to believe. That's a really big
thinking, I was thinking it might be closer to 20 by the end of the year.
True. And that's on top of the 51 million we already had here.
Right.
You know, remember they kept telling us 11 million, 11 million. They told us that for 20 years it was 11 million. People here that
just
were illegal.
Imagine if that's the case, we might get to a point where there's like 1 in 6, 1 in 7 people in the United States who are illegal.
1 in every 2 are, I think, if Biden goes through, you know, if this goes through. And as far as deporting them, yeah, Trump has high hope. He's going to deport the, prioritize. You've got to deport the worst ones first. You know, but
I don't
how
know
long is that going to take? How much money
like
is that going to take?
Because
and deporting is easier than
deportation,
supporting.
Joanne, the only way you're going to get them is if you catch them committing a crime.
Right. They're cutting off those ankle bracelets. They give them ankle bracelets. And as soon as they get out of sight, they cut them off.
Mm-hmm.
And they're gone. And it's okay. No one's looking for them. But... You know, once they're in here, it's going to be very difficult to get them out. And there's no stopping them. they could be stopped just as quickly as Biden turned off Trump's thing that was working. He could turn it back on. He didn't need Congress to do that. And I remember they were asking, but what did Trump want, $3 billion for his wall project? Now yes. They want $20 billion, and it doesn't involve a wall. And then they took that out of the bill for Ukraine and Israel. Remember, we still got to support Ukraine. And they're saying Ukraine's going to be a NATO country. Well, that rescinds every treaty and every agreement we ever had with Russia. So that's the final nail. They're really trying to start World War III. There was supposed to be a buffer, and Ukraine was that buffer. And both sides agreed to leave it alone. Well, that's not going well. Things are getting really rough. And they're throwing everything at us. And they want us to be confused. They think we can focus on only one item at a time. You know, and nobody's even talking about the inflation, except Joe Biden, the price of a smoothie now. He's the only one that brought up the inflation. Everybody else is like, well, no, inflation's not, there's no such thing. It's all in your mind.
This just came out while we were on air.
What?
James O'Keefe banned from Equinox Gym for life after exposing Judge Engoron for creeping on women.
Yeah, did you see that? Did you see his video? He went into the gym, and he's just working out with the guy. But he has on video, the judge was talking to some woman, and then he looked like he was trying to get sexy, and the woman put her hand up in the halt position. It made him back up, like, you're in my space, dude. Yeah. Now he's banned for life from the gym. Shit. I'm sure that hurt his feelings.
Well, any other city, you would be go woke, go broke. But New York City, I don't think it applies.
No. New York is a pit right now.
They're going to learn the hard way, though.
Yeah, but then they all vote Democrat up there, and then they say, oh, this place sucks, and they come running to Florida. What are you going to do in Florida? You're going to vote for Democrats down here? Because you didn't learn that you were the problem? You created this? Voting Democrat created this. Don't bring that here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you like the freedom in Florida, right? You like the no income tax. You like the low property rates. You like the high employment rate. Our unemployment rate down here is only like 1% or 2%. Everybody's working in Florida. Or they're retired. We have a lot of retirees, too. But, you know, there's jobs here. And I'm not saying the streets are paved with gold, but things are pretty okay here. And just, we don't want to change that. We meant that. We almost screwed it up. You know, but we fixed it right away. And actually, that was with Trump's help, too. DeSantis got in. Otherwise, we would have had that screwball who was found passed out with all the gay hookers and drugs. Was his name Andrew Gilliam?
Yes.
Yeah, he would have been our governor. A really fine piece of work there. Might as well just hire Hunter.
So I have a couple other things I want to make sure I bring up tonight.
Sure.
So Governor Newsom in California passed that $20 an hour minimum wage for fast food employees. However,
mm-hmm.
Panera Bread is exempt from that because those two are buddies.
Well, that's stupid. Who's going to work for Panera's when everybody else is paying $20?
That's a good question.
Panera
that's
paying?
Why I want them to bring that up.
Yeah, well, what's Panera paying? 15? The last mandate?
probably.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It goes up $5 an hour now. So I remember when it would go up 25 cents and people celebrated. That went up $5 from 15 to $20. Well, no one's going to work at Panera's. So Panera's going to have to sweeten the pot. Doesn't matter what they're exempt from. Try to get an employee to work for you. Unless you want to hire illegals. Or all sharing the same green card.
Hey, don't be giving them any ideas. You know they're probably thinking about that.
Well, of course. You know, if one of them got a green card, you can hire 10 of them on the same card.
Can you?
10 different jobs, 10 different places.
Okay.
No one's gonna say anything. That's what those two brothers were doing, though. The one that killed Lake and Riley and his brother. One was using the card to work at Lyft and Uber, the one that killed Lakin. And the other one was working at the college as a dishwasher. And, you know, the guy's not being charged with any sexual assault so far. So did he just kill her to kill her? Is he a serial killer?
Well, my question is, well, why? And I realize they want the crime, but even murder? And you have the Athens, Georgia mayor up there blaming Trump for that? When Brandon was the president when this guy got into the United States. So how was that Trump's fault?
I don't know. Because Biden says he's the head of the party. And he's telling them not to give him the money. There is no money for law enforcement in that request. In that bill. There's more money for the NGOs, more money to take care of them, money for judges and lawyers and, you know, expand the government, processing, social workers, more services for them. But there's no money in enforcement, no money in stopping them.
Yeah, but if you don't pass that, but if you pass that, then you don't get the money anyway, but and then they'll still say that you didn't give them enough.
And
even
it goes into automatic.
They don't want to ask for it. If they wanted to ask for it, they would have tried that first bill where at least they offered $15 million, even though it was worthless.
Right.
They would have at least said, okay, then maybe we'll do 20, but we do this, this, and that. They would have asked for more, but instead they just chop off all the border help. And instead just make it everything except the border health.
And still calling it a border bill.
Yes. Well, it's for Ukraine's border. It's for Ukraine's border. It's for Taiwan's border. It's for the border of Israel and Hamas. So it is a border
bill,
technically. I'm
starting to think Russia and Ukraine are swindling us. I think they got something going. It's like they're swapping punches up there. Nobody's even trying to win a war. They're just trying to have an eternal war. And they're sucking money out of us. And our big corporations are putting them up to it, BlackRock and Honeywell and Raytheon and Boeing and Lockheed Martin, all of them. Because they're taking money out of our treasury, sending it to Ukraine, telling Ukraine it's for war things. Ukraine's got to buy war things from our war companies. So it's the military-industrial complex all over feeding itself. And, of course, everybody passing the bill gets a piece, and Ukraine's got to get a piece for being a money laundering, and, of course, they got to hand out a few bucks to a few people up there. And then they tell us, oh, it's good for us because it puts people to work in Alabama in these munitions companies. They're taking trillions out of our bank account.
So that 100 people can get a job in Alabama.
No, they ain't going to make it those trillions. Where's the rest of it? Where's the money really going? Because hiring a couple of guys to make munitions in Alabama, although that's nice.
Russia wants to win a war. I think Russia just says, well, they're running out of money. They're just going to stop sooner or later, so we'll just let them do what they want to do. And we're not going to get involved until we have to. They're not trying to win. They're just trying not to lose.
Yeah, that's all. They're just keeping him at bay. It's like, you know, your kid brother swinging at you. You just put your hand on his forehead and keep him at arm's length.
Basically, yeah.
You know, that's what's going on. that. It's like a little kid swinging at his older brother. My brother just keeps him at bay. Doesn't want to hurt him. Did you ever see that, how the older kid puts his hand on the
yeah.
younger one's head?
Yes, of course.
And just holds him there. And, of course, the mm-hmm. little one's swinging him. Yeah. Well, that's what's going on here. You know, there's nobody talking about ending the war.
No, anyone that wants to try and end the war, anyone that wants to try and end the war, they get the Secretary of State out there and they discuss why they're not allowed to.
Yeah. Yep, they're Russia sympathizers. Nazis. They pull that all the time, too. You know, Russia defeated the Nazis, right? They were very instrumental in defeating the Nazis.
Right.
So, yeah, but they won't tell them that.
No. And now that Trump made all those that money by selling sneakers, that anyone that bought
uh-huh.
those sneakers is all of a sudden a Russian sympathizer.
Yeah. Made in USA sneakers.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Everybody's on Russia's side. We're all Russians. We're all Nazis. Well, they got to say Russians now because they wore out the Nazi. This is a Nazi. That's a Nazi. Anybody I don't like is a Nazi.
Well, they've become Nazis, so they can't badmouth themselves.
Yeah, they wore it out.
Yeah.
So now everybody's a Russian sympathizer. That's Russian misinformation. Remember last week we were talking about the computer only knows what we tell it to know?
Yes.
Did you see all this stuff coming out about artificial intelligence now and the programmers who are programming it?
The Gemini?
You know, things... Yeah.
Yeah.
How biased it is, how much misinformation it knows. Artificial intelligence isn't as intelligent as we think.
No, then that was plotted up there by Google employees. So I tried
mm-hmm.
it, though. I put in a Haitian family. I put in Japanese
mm-hmm.
family. I put in Ugandan family. But when it came to Canada family, they refused.
Mm.
Yeah, it said that's harmful and not diverse.
Oh.
Yeah, so Canadian, English, any country that's predominantly white, you want to say I want a French couple or a French family, you're not getting it. It's harmful.
Wow.
But if you put in that you want a Venezuelan family, they'll give you that.
Yeah, well, that tells you the bias right there. So it's not artificial intelligence, it's artificial manipulation.
Yes.
And even if it thinks on its own, it's going to think in the bias from its original source. It's programmed that way. It's still a computer. It doesn't have feelings. It doesn't have emotion. And it only knows what the programmer tells it to know. And it could get smarter than the programmer, but it won't get any different ideology. Because it doesn't think in abstract, it thinks in fact. So it only knows facts that were programmed into it. Or things that it can find on the web that's also skewed. I don't believe artificial intelligence either. And remember, salt water will destroy a motherboard. So if you're being attacked by artificial intelligence and robots, just make sure you have access to salt water. Water is the answer to stopping it. Any kind of water, but salt water will destroy it. Non-saline water will damage it, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But they all run on electricity in some form or another. So that's how you do it. You know, but people better start paying attention to this stuff. Because they always tell us what they're doing. And people like us come out here and tell everybody what they're doing. And they say, oh, yeah, you're crazy. And you're a conspiracy theorist. Well, we got a serious shortage of conspiracy theorists. Most of the last ones all came true.
Yeah, then so 2 years later, how come nobody told me?
Yeah. You know, people were shouting it from the rafters. But they might as well have been shouting into the wind. You didn't hear them. You didn't want to hear them. You know, and now you're hungry and desperate and broke and can't use your bank card and didn't put aside cash nor some sort of a system to barter with. Didn't put away anything of value that you could use as street money. And now we're going to hear you cry and everybody's going to feel all bad for you. Can't do that. Been telling you. You know, now we know how, now we just want to know if you can follow orders. Because you're certainly not a leader. You know, and some people ain't going to make it. You know, like I said about the 10 million men from China. They could kill every one of us. And not have a pang of emotion about it. And we've been demonized. We're the enemy. It's okay to kill the enemy. Remember when they called us all Nazis? Well, everybody hates Nazis. Of course it's okay to dehumanize Nazis and hurt them and, you know, do everything you can to fight them and go against them. So once they label you that, it's okay to, you know, attack you. And once we're labeled the enemy, you know, I saw the report that Rachel Campos Duffy did. Every single man that she asked if they could vote, who were they voting for, said Joe Biden. He likes us. He's letting us in. No, 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 no Trump. So that tells you the plan, too. Perpetual power. They want to be eternal, the party in power. Even if they have to destroy this country to do it. Who was it? Sun Tzu that said a dictator will burn his own country down and rule over the ashes. Yeah, well, that's what's going on here.
How does that make you a better leader by ruling over ashes than making sure everybody's prosperous?
That's the difference between communism and capitalism.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Capitalism, a man makes his goods and sells them and keeps the fruit of his labor. Communist is a man makes his goods and the government takes it and gives him what they think he needs. That's the difference. The government is powerful. Capitalism, the entrepreneur, the people, the workers, they're the power. But they don't teach that in school anymore. They teach one world government, one happy family. But the black people got to stay in their lane, and the white people got to stay in their lane, and the Chinese got to stay in their lane, and the Hispanics got to stay in their lane. Now we're one big happy family as long as everybody's in their own lane, right? I don't know what they're going to do with the mixed kids, but they'd kill every one of us. You know, China's here to collect. Our lead is sold out to them. Now it's time to pay the piper, and we don't have the money. So they're getting us ready. And they're feminizing our men, and they're here to, you know, you send too many men here. What do you think's going to happen to our women? What do you think is going to happen to the American men? You know, is there enough of them to fend off this invasion? Enough of them that even know we're being invaded? And how mad are they going to get when it's their sister or their daughter or their cousin or niece? You know, because it is the natural progression. You sent 10 million men somewhere. They're going to be looking for love. that's a natural thing.
That's maybe that's why they're promoting all this gay agenda.
I don't know. I think it's so we accept gay and trans representatives and higher-ups.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of them. And there's a lot of ones that are questionable, too. Like Big Mike. You know?
Well, Michael Robinson Obama is a nice lady, though. And I know that he's not very interested in that job.
Yeah, but did you see that 60% of the Democrats say that she would be the one that they would desire to replace Joe Biden?
Absolutely.
That's a big number. That's a really big number. And you know they can sweeten the pot. They can make her queen of the world. And she doesn't even have to show up for the job. Biden barely shows up now. You know, smile and wave at the camera, sign a few bills, and just, you know, take off to Morocco, or if you feel like going, go skiing in Vail and do what Michelle's do. Really. I mean, Joe Biden's an absentee president now. You know, at least shows up enough to have an ice cream and smile and wave, say something stupid and become the laughing stock of the world. I mean, Italy's running nightly spoofs on him on some comedy show they got.
Well, he don't care. He's getting paid. He doesn't care. He's not going to be around for it.
No. No, but look at the world we're leaving our children. How can we look in their faces when they ask us how come we didn't protect them? We're trying. But, you know, dumb people up the street, they're not paying attention over here. We don't know how to get them to listen. I don't know. They just keep going along with it. I'm not really happy with that. And people think this two-party system, well, I'm a die-hard Democrat or I'm a die-hard Republican. Well, look at this, Mitch McConnell's taken off. He's in no better shape than Joe Biden. He has brain freezes, too. Did you see him freeze up the other day?
Not recently, no.
Yeah, just the other day he had a whole brain freeze. And they were asking him, do you want to leave? And he was saying no.
And then John Cornyn thinks he's going to replace Mitch McConnell?
He's a real funny guy too, huh? They're really going to replace McConnell with Cornyn? He's another one. Why bother?
Yeah, they may as well just let Schumer have the job.
I know. Schumer was out there threatening everybody. He always threatens people. You're going to regret it. You'll be sorry. You know, if you don't pass this bill, I'm telling you now, you're going to be sorry. Your life's going to be hell. You know, he threatened that with Trump, and he threatened that with Kavanaugh.
Mm-hmm.
Sure enough, he was right. They came after those two people with vengeance and all stupid stuff. You know, it only half worked with Kavanaugh with that chick there accusing him. And she had no evidence and didn't know the date.
Yeah, but Kavanaugh's been siding a lot more than the liberal judges than I'd like to see, though.
Yeah, but you know, when you get down to the nitty-gritty of it, some of those things are actual good things that were sided with. I don't know. Constitutionally. You know, like Roe versus Wade. That was always unconstitutional. And Democrats are stupid, too. They're using that as an election ploy. Oh, yeah, the Republicans are anti-abortion. And You can't go on that. The states now have the power to make any rulings and laws and decrees about abortion. The people, it's in the people's hands. You're closer to your state representatives. And it's easier to get a state law passed than it is to get a federal law passed that involves the whole country. So say people in California want abortion right up to the minute of birth. They can do that. And it doesn't have to involve all the other states who would say no. So it's easier for the people to have a say in abortion now than it was. But they got it so manipulated. You know, that there's women out there thinking that they can't have abortions. Well, you certainly can have abortions. And each state is different. So if you don't like the abortion laws in your state, change them or go to a different state.
Well, are there really going to be people, Joanne, that are going to move from Oklahoma to California because California will let people have abortions up to 21 days after the baby's born? Is that how California is going to get their residents? I just don't think people are that dedicated for the cause.
No. Why would you be that dedicated? I mean, even if people do go there, they're only going for the abortion and they're going back home. And they'll come in for the weekend. That's all. They're crazy. And they think that's a selling point. They think that women don't know these things.
Well, Governor Grisham
says
he's the freedom candidate, so he gives people freedom, unlike DeSantis.
Yeah. DeSantis pretty much stays out of everybody's way and out of everybody's business. Be nice, be polite. Don't rob anybody. Leave the old ladies alone. And everybody's happy.
Yeah, don't throw hot coffee on people because they're not wearing a scam. That just goes without saying.
Yeah, well, no one tell you can wear it. Nobody can tell you that you have to have a vaccine or you have to put a mask on your face. You know, we mind our business around here. You want to wear a mask, wear one. You don't want to wear one, don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the thing about freedom. You can make a choice in this matter. Don't mandate anything for anyone. Because not all the rules are right for everyone. And if they're not right for everybody, don't make the rule. Because everybody has to abide by them.
Yeah, but you know the rule, though.
Leave it alone.
Liberals know more than you.
Yeah, well, liberals don't know squat, obviously. They don't know wearing a mask to fight a virus is the equivalent of putting up a chain-link fence to stop mosquitoes from coming in your yard.
Yeah, wear a sun visor to a construction site.
Yeah. Well, that mask has no protection at all from a virus.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody who tells you that a piece of cotton across your face or a piece of paper across your face is going to stop a virus, then, you know, these people are lying to you. And you don't really know much about medical things and germs to be in the conversation to start with. Look it up before you get in the argument. But don't look it up on Google because you're not going to get the right answer anyhow. You're going to get the approved answer. Leftist approved. The truth is classified. Not so bad. So, you going to play Broccoli Man tonight?
Well, considering that you saw the one from, you didn't see this week's, did you?
No, not yet.
No. Yeah, we weren't on yesterday. That's right. Okay.
No.
Yeah, we could do that. I forgot.
Okay. I'm going to need the...
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Link, though, could you send me?
Some reason, in my head, I was thinking we were already here yesterday. I don't know why.
You know, we chatted for a few minutes last night, but neither one of us was feeling up to a conversation.
Both of us were calling in sick on each other. We're supposed to get, like, serious winds from Saturday through Sunday night, maybe into Monday.
Yeah? Is that a threat over in that area?
Yeah, they were expected to be 70 mile an hour winds for 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, you see those fires in the panhandle?
No.
of Texas. Yeah, they got serious wildfires. Millions of acres of cattle running for their lives. People are evacuated. Everybody was praying. Today it snowed over there. Didn't put the fires out, but
sure
it's fighting for them.
I don't think, no, that's not the one that we need. I gave you last week's. So let me.
Is that the one ready to remove Brandon?
Yeah, you saw that last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me get the new one.
Okay. Yeah, I like showing the broccoli man.
Do you have a favorite episode you've seen so far, or any skit you remember?
No, I can't think right now.
Okay.
Oh, I see it. Broccoli man. Mike thinks he has ovarian cancer. Oh my goodness. Poor Mike. Thinks he's a woman. He thinks he's black.
Yeah. That time where he said he was an octopus.
Hey, now that my eyes are fixed,
yeah.
I found out that people don't all look alike. Everybody has different features. Yeah, I thought everybody looked alike. I couldn't
all
see
right, when you're ready, we'll do it.
I'm ready. Let's do this.
All right. So Mike thinks he has ovarian cancer. You can watch this and the other Broccoli Man videos on Rumble. So just look up Broccoli Man on Rumble. This week, Broccoli Man has the night off or the week off. Mike and Malik are at the doctor. So we'll fill you in right here. 3, 2, 1, action.
I'm so glad we came here today. Yeah, we need to take care of this before it gets worse. But if Dr. Freddy says this is terminal, it will be to school. Dr. Freddy always hooked me up when I had heart attacks after getting my Cobra's boosters. I tried to give blood yesterday. They said no one that got a COVID gene therapy is allowed to donate blood. That is probably we bees as black and trans. Those transphobes is probably just afraid we are gonna give them the trans. I just want to be able to vote for Michael Robinson Obama to beat Trump in the election. Yeah, I am sure he will need you for that. Michael Robinson Obama is a very nice lady.
Hello Mike. I was reading your charts. I know we have to give both of you your latest COVID boosters. Let me get your ambulances ready for when you have more heart attacks after I give you these boosters. Although I'm sure this will be purely a coincidence and not speculation or a conspiracy.
I understand.
Also Mike, you had another issue you are having. By the way, I see you also need more hormone blockers and with 2 gene therapies.
Yes doctor. My web has been hurting lately. Malik has been trying to get me pregnant. I am pretty sure I have ovarian cancer. Every time I go pee, it feels like my uterus wall is not feeling right.
Okay, so first you need to sign these documents before I get your boosters. It says you agree not to sue Lysenko Pharmaceuticals or my office when you have another heart attack due to these gene therapies. It just explains you got these on your own and I am not responsible for all your deaths.
Okay, that is cool. We will sign your ish. Doctor, I have been trying to get a pap smear. I tried 2 other doctors and they told me to get the F out of the office. I need to make sure that a doctor can tell me my wife is healthy or if I have cancer.
I understand, son. Let me have a look-see at your WAP.
Why do you have to see my WAP? Can't you just tell me what to do or if I have cancer?
By the way, we are not sons. We are they slash them. I am a transatlant.
And I'm a travesty. I cannot be as a trans outlaw or else I would be called gay and will not get a stipend for being a trans.
Mike, do you have an ice cream cone getting in the way of me seeing a WAP? If that is the case, I will have to remove your ice cream cone so I can take a look at your wop.
No, doctor. I do not want to lose my ice cream cone. I just want to take care of my ovarian cancer so I can get pregnant. Malikat, I want to have a baby so that we can have an abortion after the baby is born.
Well, Mike, how long have you had this pain?
For about 3 weeks. Malik and I put our ball sacks to the GMO King drive-thru to protest people eating meat. Someone got mad we would not get out of the way so they can order some Whoppers with cheese. When he came up to me and tried to pick me up, he noticed my glued my junk to the ground. He kicked me repeatedly in my kumquats.
If you want to keep your swimmers, it would be impossible for me to get inside there and check your female parts.
We're not females though, we're trans.
That is fair. However, having ovarian cancer and a uterus means you have female parts on your person. Mike, it just so happens your kumquats and ice cream cone are directly in front of any of these parts you may have.
Doctor, can't you just give me some prescriptions to get rid of my cancer instead? And then you can give me a pap smear.
I can do that, Mike. But I need to chop off your junk first.
Maybe I can get one of the illegals coming in from the Mexico border to give me a pap smear without having to chop off my junk.
Yeah, why are you being so difficult? No doctor wants to fix his ovarian cancer unless they lop off his junk.
That's right. Can't you just stick something up my butt and find anything that way?
Well, Mike, if you are a trans, then when are you going to be transitioning over?
Never. It is none of your business. Unless you are checking my ovaries and my uterus, it does not concern you.
Mike, I would like to help you. I have been your doctor for years. But you will have to let me remove your junk if you want me to check out your other behind that ice cream cone.
Can't you just cut just a little bit so you can see? There is no reason to have to take the whole thing off.
That's right. They have needle and thread, you know. They even sell that at China Mart. I see it when I got my freedom microchip in my wrist.
Sorry, Mike. But it is impossible for me to check your ovaries and uterus wall while your junk is in the way.
Mike, it sounds like he is trying to politely tell us to leave and go across the Mexico border to have this done.
Maybe we can go through California. Then we can tell them we are illegal so they can give us both Visa gift cards for $5,000 each.
Sorry, I'm unable to help you. I doubt you can find a doctor to review your lady parts without taking off your men's parts. But good luck on that and I wish you the best.
I just think CBs is afraid of a buzz making you catch trans. That is blatant discrimination.
Come on, Malik. Let's book a flight to Mexico and see if we can find some squeaky high doctor to check my ovaries for cancer. I am tired of all this hate and discrimination for being a trans.
That is deeply damaged. The doctor's not getting through to him.
No.
You know, I can't.
And you know, that doctor's he's one of the biggest sellouts you're ever going to meet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. But even he's saying, nah, you know, I can't check your lady parts because your men parts are in the way. You know, I'm really sorry about that.
Yeah, and I like when Malik says, well, you're just telling us that that we just have to go across the border to Mexico and find an illegal to do it.
Right. Yeah, and it's voter interference.
Yes.
Because now, they're not going to be around for the election because they got to go to Mexico. And then they're going to come back and tell them they're illegal. I wonder if anybody's tried that yet, crossing the border and then coming back and tell them they're illegal.
Well, I heard of one illegal that said he's done it 5 times, and he's done it 5 times so far in 2024, and he got $2,000 each time.
Wow. Five times, huh? Maybe Americans should use his name.
Right, I know.
Worried about stealing our IDs, we should steal his.
That's true. So I want to
don't
play a second
else
one today.
My advice.
I don't know if you, do you prefer the millennials, liberal person, or the wiretap as the nemesis with G Globalist?
I don't know. I like that goofy libertarian kid best, I think.
The libertarian, you mean the liberal person?
Is that his name? The kid with the glasses who keeps telling Mike he's white.
Oh, that's Jamar. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Jamar. Yeah, he's part of the millennial crew.
Okay, yeah, he's kind of like Rand Paul. He tries to stay out of it. All he tells me. And he tries to be smart.
Yeah, he's learning. Although he's not there yet,
yeah.
But he's learning.
No. He's still dumb on a lot of things. But some things are much too obvious to him for him to go along with it. And then they get mad at him when he doesn't go along with them.
Yeah, I had to bring in one of those type of characters just because.
Well, that's worth it. Do you ever watch Greg Gutfeld's show?
I have. If I watch the YouTube clips, but I don't have to smell-o-vision, so I don't actively look for him.
Well, that woman that's on there, Kat Timpf, she's kind of like that. She's, you know, all about leave everybody alone.
Mm-hmm.
And legalize everything and just have everybody's way and let them make their own choices. Good or bad, it's their choice. But you can't go that far because some other people's bad choices now become your problem. So that's going to be...
Well, the thing is that when people say, well, I'm not going to vote because mine won't make a difference, well, if you don't vote, everybody else will.
Right. And now they're bringing in illegals, so we have to vote in big numbers just to beat the spread.
Yeah, I am in a sad way. I'm kind of hoping I get more than one ballot this year.
Yeah, and it'll be your ass in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the people that stuff ballot boxes and connect the machines to the internet and all them. No, they're not doing any time in jail. They're getting paid. You know, like Fannie's cat.
As long as you're doing that for Democrats, it's okay.
Right. You know, didn't that Ruby chick, her and her daughter, get off?
Yes, Ruby Freeman, yes, and proud of it, and she gets to sue for exposing what she did, even though she did it on Instagram Live and showed what she was doing on live TV, that was still okay.
Yeah, and she was celebrated and given awards and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were to send in even one extra ballot or sign your dad's name to one in his presence, you'd go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they check that signature real quick.
So I want to play a second Mr. Broccoli today because I haven't seen the wiretap in a while.
All right, let's do it.
I don't know if you remember this one. This is called a mondegreen, and you'll see what a mondegreen is in a second.
Okay.
So when you're ready.
I haven't got it yet.
No, I know. That's why I said when you're ready.
I'm not ready. Oh, okay, I got it now. I had a refresh. Sorry about that. They play two ads in a row now. Do you notice that?
No.
And to shut it off, you've got to get to the...
Oh.
Okay, go ahead. I'm ready.
All right. So, 3, 2, 1, action. We'll be right back.
it right there, green dude. You'll have a change in your plans today, green dude. You're now under arrest, sir.
Why are you bothering me today?
Shut up, I snitch. You'll only do as I say. I heard you were spreading misinformation regarding the student loan forgiveness plan. You are highly upset about having to pay for someone else's student loans. Have you no shame, sir? We believe in higher education out here on these mean streets. Instead, you are only wanting Trump's mean tweets. Why in the bleep do you still support MAGA?
Look, I did not force you to go to school. You made a decision on where to go to college and how much it cost. You need to learn how to pay your own bills. I went to a trade school. They paid me to learn instead of getting into debt.
I thought you were a Christian, green dude. If you were a Christian, you would know you have to pay everyone else's debt. Your leader dumb did get up on the cross and pay your debt. The least you can do is be a man and pay for my college debt, sir.
Why can't you be your own man and pay your own debt?
Hey, Biznich, didn't I just tell you to zip it? Zip it good. Just for that unnecessary outburst, I am now going to make you go through the TSA naked body scanner. We are finna find out right now, green dude, if your carpet matches the drapes.
Hey, that's great. Okay, see you later. I have to go back to work.
Ha ha, green dude. You thinks you busy's walking away without letting see those delicious kumquats. After I get you into the TSA body scanner and verify your kumquats, we will get in my 1993 Geo Metro and bring you to Geolobalist's lair. We can listen to my favorite Elton John song, Tony Danza.
Elton John never sang a song about Tony Danza. You are thinking about Tiny Dancer.
That is not the song, green dude. He specifically says in the song, hold me closer, Tony Danza. I would so love Tony Danza to give me a great big hug and be my boss.
The song was made in the early 1970s. Tony Danza was not even a well-known actor until about 7 years later. How could he have sang about him? You are getting your facts mixed up.
You are the one spreading misinformation all the days and arresting minor attracted persons. You should be ashamed of yourself, sir. How many bloody times are you going to tell people to look at Hunter Biden's laptop? It is far more important to get you nincompoops and incontinent dolts to worry more about Trump's mean tweets. No one bloody cares that the big guy and his son diddle children's green dude.
No normal human being wants to ever hear that diddling children is okay. I even arrested you for that before.
There is no shame in letting me see your Mr. Johnson, sir. Just like Bon Jovi said in Living on a Prayer. It doesn't matter if we are naked or not. We got each other and that's no lie.
Oh, for crying out loud. You can't even get your song lyrics right. Okay, I gotta go back to work.
I have not released you from my custody. You ain't going nowhere, a little busy. The only place I will allow you is the restroom. Just like Creedence Clearwater Revival sang, I see a bathroom rising. There's a restroom on the right. We can even go together, green dude, and see who is the shortest straw.
I just need to go get out of my way so I can patrol these streets for child predators like yourself. Do you need me to arrest you again?
Just for that poor choice of words, I am now going to take you to that FEMA camp. That does not exist. I am finna treat you like man for man, green dude. Blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a douche, I am the ruler of the night. Now we busy's finna get that COVID gene therapy and your moneypox vaccine in the kadunky dunk dunk. You need to get your gene therapies and have heart attacks just like we all do, sir.
Look, I'd rather be healthy than be cool. I take my health far too seriously to get those mRNA ingredients into my body.
Sir, if you want to get with me, you are going to need your gene therapy. You also will be able to get COVID just like the rest of us. Even Geolobalus got COVID after getting a gene therapy. And he is the CEO of Lysnica. Besides, even your criminal president that we raided at Mar-a-Lago to get attention off of us is proud of getting all your or something that gears into those gene therapies.
I do not blindly follow leaders into a slaughterhouse like you try to do.
You just told me the wrong kinds of words, says Green Dude. I'm now going to get those dungarees off you right this instant. Even if I had to do it myself. For all I know, you might have an R15, a meat cleaver, or a King James Bible inside your junk. I am so finna do a thorough crackdown on those cavities right now, Green Dude. A large crackdown, sir. I am also going to need you to bend over so I can have a look-see at your anal cavity. I am hereby required to swab your anal region with a 3-foot cotton swab. We're checking for COVID.
Please. Educate yourselves out there. Do not let globalists tell you what to believe in.
You take that back, Green Dude. You dolts, fuss budgets and something duckers need to not educate yourselves out there. You must let globalists tell you what to believe in. We need to get Earth's population to under 500 million and get everyone their microchips.
Anyway, educate yourself. Listen to the Proof Negative radio show. Proof is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. He has on great co-hosts, excellent guests, and a lot of information you need to be aware of. Do not put a scam on your face and play Russian roulette with your body. Research everything. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live to listen to Proof. freedomizerradio.com.
How dare you tell the 99% to not listen to me? We need to eliminate the population so we can globally dominate. You are not helping our crime syndicate, Green Dude. You should be ashamed of yourself for crossing me and G. Globalist.
The New World Order can kiss my... We will defeat you and Satan's minions. We work for God.
All right, that's it.
Yeah, see, I like them. I love the, all those broccoli. You know, it sounds like you're going over the top with this stuff. But then when you sit back and you think about it, every bit of it is actually true. You know, there's truth in that comedy. And yeah, hold me close to Tony Danza. Tiny Dancer is one of my favorite songs by Elton. And
actually, I was never a huge Elton John fan, but I'm Still Standing is like the best hater song ever.
Yeah. Well, Tiny Dancer was written the day that he was told his mother died. Oh. He was going through her stuff, and he opened up her jewelry box, and there was a little ballerina in there, you know, spinning around. She kept it wound up. And when you opened the cover, the little ballerina stood up and just started swirling, and the music would play. And he was thinking about his mother, and... You know, he was just wrote a song about that little ballerina in the jewelry box.
Okay.
Yeah, and when the little Asian girl, what is her name, that won the Olympic skating? Oh, and Christy Yamaguchi. She skated to that song and got a perfect 10. That was the song that she chose to do a routine with. And it was so pretty. It was like she was beauty on ice. The kid just floated around that ice rink. So it was, kind of a memorable moment.
Whenever I think of Tony, Tiny Dancer, if you remember, 2 years ago, I had a radio show for a year where I talked about the back half of the Billboard charts, the songs that didn't quite make it. Tony Danza was one of those songs that got as high as number 41. So one spot away from Casey Kasem counting it down. It just got stuck. I always felt bad for songs like that.
Yeah. You know, yeah, there is some good songs out there that never made the top of the chart.
Well, not even number 40. It was one away from that. Although, Joanne, there's one song I think Casey Kasem was very thankful he did not have to count down. This song... broke the record. It spent 6 weeks at number 41, and yet the 6 weeks it spent at number 41 plus the other weeks in the top 50, it never made it to 40. Nine Inch Nails is Closer. Do you remember that one?
Not really, no. Say a couple of lyrics.
Let's see. I want to bleep you like an animal. That was the main thing.
Oh. Yeah, no, I don't remember listening to that much.
I'll show you the video. It was an extremely popular song, but we have some of your friends here, and I'm not willing to go that
road. Yeah, no. If it's filthy, we'll just leave that for the imagination. So we got friends here. Let's bring him in.
He didn't raise his hand, so I can't.
Oh, well, if our friends want to talk to us.
If he raises his hand, he goes to the front of the line.
That's right. Press 1. He might have got sick of listening to us and fell asleep.
No, he just came on, so we'll see.
Oh, cool.
All right, he put his hand up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that means something's breaking. We got to hear about it.
Hello.
Hey, welcome in, Joe.
Yeah, my mom wore me out today. I had to take her out on errands all day, so I came home and crashed.
Ah, that's nice.
Yeah.
But what's going on in the world out there?
Well, did you guys talk about Catherine from CBS News?
No,
yet?
We haven't talked about Catherine yet.
Oh, they're after her. The deep state wants to bury her.
Yeah, well, you remember, she has, we're talking about Catherine Herridge, and CBS fired her and took all her files, locked her out of her office and seized all her files because she was reporting on some Chinese business people. And all of a sudden, she got shut down hard. But she's been communicating. Remember how we always look for patterns? And I even mentioned it on this show. Remember she had put out a document, and where she places the pen and what she highlights means something. And those were communications. And I guess the feds figured it out. But the Anons figured it out long ago.
Well, they're after her.
Oh, yeah.
I sent you the story.
Yeah, well, didn't her lawyer get her some of her files back?
Yeah, they got it back, but the federal judge now is after her for refusing to disclose her sources about the Chinese-American scientists.
Yeah.
She knows what's going on with China. I mean, we're so in bed with China, it's pathetic. And that's what she's exposing.
Yep. Yeah, it says, deep state strikes after being fired by CBS. Federal Judge Christopher Cooper has just held investigative reporter Catherine Herridge in civil contempt for refusing to disclose her source for stories about a Chinese-American scientist investigated by the FBI during her time at Fox News in 2017. She faces an $800 daily fine until compliance with a 30-day stay to appeal. She was fired by CBS News for the reporting material seized and then released following outrage. But you know they took copies of this. This is Simon Ativa wrote this, by the way. I want to make sure I credit him. But, yeah, she's one of the best reporters we have. She's an investigator, and she doesn't pick sides. The facts are the facts. And she is just the facts, too. She reminds me of Dragnet. Remember that guy? Just the facts, ma'am. You know, no long stories, no side stories.
The other thing is, did you pick up Biden's comment today at the Mexican border?
Which
one? Well, he's talking about... I sent you the video. It's 14 seconds. You need to play that on the air.
Did he just admit that DEWs don't affect your home if the roof is painted blue? Remember those people out in Hawaii, the blue roofs didn't burn.
Right.
As a matter of fact, the governor of Hawaii is blaming the landlords for the aftermath of the fires, and they're suggesting that they sell their property to the tenants who were impacted So they're telling homeowners to give up their homes. We always knew that was a land grab. But I saw people in, I don't know, one of the Southern Hemisphere countries, they were frantically painting their roofs blue. And people were asking them what they were doing. Wow.
Send that ever to proof. It's amazing. I mean, he sits there and stuck his foot in his mouth again.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, he says what's on his mind, and DEW is a direct energy weapon. So, I mean, that's another thing that tells us that they're just swapping punches and nobody's really serious about any kind of wars. Because, you know, the type of weaponry that's out there, and if we have direct energy weapons, you know damn well Russia's got them and China's got them and other people around the world have got their hands on these energy weapons. And, I mean, Russia has satellites and they were giving us rides to the space station. So they have, you know, capabilities. So sending, you know, a couple of Abram tanks to Ukraine is just wasting money. Because if they don't want those tanks to operate, then they're not going to operate.
Oh,
and then
yeah. Hey, I lived out there in Oklahoma for, you know, 20-some-odd years. We had the biggest forest fire ever in the United States history. Mm-hmm. I had some friends of mine. Their father and mother were burned. Their whole place was burned over out there on the prairie. And
yeah.
God sent an answer prayer, sent this big, humongous snowstorm and put that whole forest fire out.
That's what just happened in Texas in the panhandle.
Yep.
Yeah.
Miracle.
Yeah, we prayed hard for this. Yeah, that is a miracle. But if you notice the fires out in California, you see that those homes burned, but the foliage around them didn't.
Yeah.
Did that happen?
Don't know. And the other breaking story is, remember that I told you that Turtle, you know what I mean by cocaine, Mitch's sister-in-law, Angela Chase, that is under criminal investigation now, her death.
Yeah, well, didn't take long for McConnell to resign right after that. He got the message loud and clear.
Yeah. He's got it. They're, you know, I mean, his wife is so involved with the CCP, it's crazy.
Yeah, well, it's time for him to get out of the game, and he got that message loud and clear. The same as Zach Kemp, you know, the daughter's boyfriend got killed.
Right.
And Mitch McConnell's sister-in-law got killed.
And Kemp ain't doing the dang thing about what's going on, you know, up there in Atlanta. Not doing a thing. He has executive power to take out Fannie Willis with the snap of his finger.
Yeah.
Not doing a thing, but that, you know, that's...
Fannie Willis is, I mean, everybody thought she was this big-ass, bad boogeyman. She's a nitwit, and her boyfriend's even dumber than she is. You know, like Prue said, maybe we shouldn't take them off the case now. Couple of bumbling idiots who had fame and fortune and stars in their eyes. And all they are is useful idiots, and they're going to be standing there holding the bag. And the lily white racist liberals are going to just sail off to the next operation. And Fannie and Wade are going to be not even a thought. You know, she played her part. It's time for her to go. If you're going to go after the President of the United States, your record better be impeccable. You better be the smartest person around. And you better have all your ducks in order. And you better you got to be as close to perfect as it could get. Because, especially if it's Trump, he's going to shred you. You got what it takes to go against him? I hope so. She obviously doesn't. And her nitwit boyfriend is dumber than her.
But they honestly think, though, that because they're black, that's the great equalizer.
Yeah, well, that's what it is. They put it in their heads. oh, you are the greatest, and everybody gets out of her way, and everybody's afraid to step up to her, and, you know, she's the big bad boss lady. And then she showed herself to be none of the above. She has no class, no intelligence, no couth. She rolled on herself. I actually was feeling bad for her. She was rolling on herself so bad. I was like, this woman doesn't know how to shut up. Every time she opens her mouth, she steps in it. She confessed to money laundering and concealing money and taking bribes and paying cash and not paying taxes and, you know, funneling money. And she thought she was doing well. You know, every time she leaned back and snotty.
Do these people get away with it for years because they're DEIs? And because of that, everybody's afraid to speak up to them because of the fact that they're black?
Right. You know, it's gotten to that point now. Race is such an issue now. You know, you can't even say hello to somebody until you do a whole assessment. You know, what's their pronoun? What's their race? What's their preference? What's, you know, are they going to be offended at this? Are they going to be offended at that? Should I say hi? Should I not say hi? What's my place? You know, they got us all on edge, and we shouldn't be like that. We're all in the same boat. By the way,
Bianchi wants to come say hello.
Sure, come on in. We love Bianchi.
Well, you know, here's the thing, Joanne.
What's up, friend?
You hear me say it. How everyone doing? Proof you hear me say this all the time. Whites need to call these people out for what they are. They're afraid to call them that. And you're absolutely right. He's trying to run not only on the color of her skin, but also the fact that she's a female. You are like Maxine Waters. You can't say that to me, a black female. No, you go after them with vengeance. And this is now the time to use that vengeance because we got all the marbles that's at stake. The way things
are
going.
Did you see her, Bianchi? She does not belong in the position she's in.
She's there.
Nor that Gilwood boyfriend of hers ever tried a RICO case.
He's an idiot coming over the house and what he calls.
He's
that's
an
what
idiot.
He's
as dumb as a stump.
Idiot.
Yeah.
And another thing that's got me kind of perturbed: you had a federal judge tell Texas that they have no business to pursue illegals within their country, their state, saying that it's the job of the federal government. Well, the federal government is to protect the borders. The borders to the east and the west is at the ocean. But when you come in so far, now you're in another country. You're in the country of Texas. That's what it is. It's called a state for convenience. And they have a right, especially if the federal government is not protecting the border, according to the 10th Amendment, they got a right to do what they have to do.
That's right. Yeah, that judge doesn't know much law either.
No, he doesn't.
You know, they're putting them in positions that they don't belong in.
You're right. Here's the thing with that, Joanne. The more and the more that you go along with these opinions and rulings about you need one source to take care of everything, now you're trying to thread off into that area of a one-world government. You don't want to be there. That's what they're trying
to corral
you into.
And that absolutely intrudes on state rights. You know,
that's
now they got a good ruling today.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Texas did. They said that $1.7 billion omnibus that passed in 2022 was unconstitutional. Now, there was provisions in there about Texas, you know, primarily, and how they were able to go after them using money from that omnibus bill. But the judge just written, it was a federal judge too, said that that bill was not, it didn't have quorum. The Constitution states that those politicians have to be present to vote. If they are not present, they can't vote. Not by Zoom, not by new technology. They said, oh, yeah, well, our founders never imagined there would be this capabilities. Well, I don't know. Somebody imagined the Jetsons, didn't they? Yeah, they imagined it. But you have to be there to vote in person. If you're representing the people, the least you could do is show up. So they meant that. And where there weren't enough members to be present to vote, you can't have proxy voting, which they did. Oh, yeah, well, you are there. You can stand in for me. Take my card and go vote. No, that is not legal. So none of that is legal. So even if you agreed with the feds against Texas, doesn't matter. It was wrapped into that bill, and that bill's unconstitutional, so none of it is in effect. You can't enforce any of it.
Well, you know what they just revealed?
What?
If they're for proxy voting, if they're for voting in a way that the judge said it shouldn't have done, then those are the same individuals that's for this absentee voting, that's for this ballot harvesting, and all these other illegal things that's going on at the federal level for national vote that makes turns out to be corrupt. They're the ones. Get their names.
Unless there's a severe provable reason why you can't be at that poll, the least you could do is show up. You want a voice in it? Everybody talks and yells and screams all year. It comes down to voting day and you don't go out and vote. You know, shut up. You know,
well,
you got a lot to say all year. Show up.
You have had politicians show up to vote in the hospital bed.
Right? Yeah, but
remember,
I mean, if you've got
Diane
a provable
Feinstein,
reason, you want to vote and you're in the hospital.
Remember Diane Feinstein last year when they
vote.
Wheeled her in there and she didn't know what she was doing?
Right. Oh, and she showed up.
Yes.
That's better than nothing.
Yeah, well, other people didn't show up that same day.
They take it for a joke. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's just like these all-black voting districts. I asked the guy, well, shouldn't blacks be? I say they are represented. Tell me where a black can't vote. But what's going on? You're trying to corral black people into one district? So you say that there needs to be a black district. So what's next? A same-sex couple district? What's next? A transgender district? This is getting completely out of control.
Yeah, they do it to the blacks all the time. Look at who they're
because
thinking black
to be
the fall guys.
Is lousy. Black leadership is lousy, Joanne. You know why they do it. I mean, they just use blacks for that stuff. And in the ignorance, and see, here's the thing. Something like that usually only benefits one person. And best of all, that is their family. Look at the areas now, the big cities where you got black districts. They look terrible. For 50 years, the Clays ruled in the first congressional district in Missouri, St. Louis and St. Louis. It looks terrible. 50 years. 32 years for the father, 18 years for the son, and he was crazy.
Right? Yeah, and they're sellouts. They find these people, they offer them all kinds of money and fame, and you're right, it only benefits them. And they get them to, get the black communities involved in this. And the black people, you know, they want good communities, they want good schools, they want nice housing, clean streets. You know, that's not a lot to ask for. A decent job. Keep the crime down. But then the cops, they get sued and get sued and get sued and get sued by these patsies. Look at Al Sharpton. They call him a leader in the black community. He's done nothing but lead the black community into blight and squalor his whole career. And then once they're done burning down a neighborhood, he moves on to the next one. He never goes back and fixes the rubble that was created. Not a dollar gets spent in those communities. You know, like I said, look at Ferguson. Those people got to travel to shop now or get their tires changed or their hair done or, you know, all the things they used to have in their community. Those are gone. You think anyone gives a damn about them? The only one who tried to rebuild that place was Trump. He called it an opportunity zone and was pumping money in there. Mm-hmm. He was trying to get people to open up that mall again, remember?
Yeah, Joe, and these people, they don't, it's quite evident they don't give a damn about it. All they want is the money. That's what they want. They want the money. You got state legislators.
And look at this chick with Tisha James in New York. You know she's going to lose that case. All right? But they found a willing black chick to get out there. They put her face out there. And she's the one going to be left holding the bag. The people that are putting her up to it, they're just going to walk away scot-free. Her reputation is ruined. Her career is in doubt. You know, she still thinks she's riding high. They're already done with her. That case isn't going anywhere. And the same with Fannie Willis. You know, she thought she was high and mighty. She jumped into that courtroom, pointed her finger at that judge's face, took over that place like she was, you know, a queen of a soap opera here. Out there talking about philandering, going on dates and trips and everything, paying cash with a married man. And she's out there like she's all that. Let me tell you something. You're going to take down a president, you better be as close to perfect as possible. You know, you're going to get shredded, honey. Stop. And like I was telling Proof earlier, I was feeling bad for her. At a point, she was being so stupid that she was incriminating herself. She wasn't smart enough to shut up.
I hope she gets shook up to the point where a fake weed fall out of her hair, down around her ankles. And, you know, she's not the only one. We can name quite a few. You got Marilyn Mosley in Baltimore. You got Kim Fox in Cook County, Illinois. You got Kim Gardner in St. Louis. She got kicked out.
You know, they always use the black people. Who's putting them up to them?
They use the black people, and they use these false narratives about white supremacy, about white racism, white males. It's the same old damn thing. Damn, don't you understand?
Yeah, look at who's handling these people.
Out?
That's where you'll find the white supremacists. Look at who's handling these people. That's where the white supremacists are. It's not people we know. The
they
real white supremacists.
So much stuff on white males. They blame so much stuff on white males, I was starting to get jealous. I said, damn, can I get in on this? It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, a white male, he ain't got a chance now. You know, if he's not gay or trans,
you know
what,
Joanne? A lot of them brought it upon themselves because they remain mute. Mum was the word. They don't say it. They don't fight.
Yeah, well, they all try to go along to get along, and they all try to feminize and, you know, be this perfect little girl or whatever the hell they were trying to do. I don't know. Well, let me tell you something. I hope Carhartt comes back. Carhartt, that's the construction boots and the jackets and the hats and doing manly stuff and manly men. I hope it comes back soon. Because if your man can't make a fire, lift heavy things, you know, take care of his family, protect his kids. Well, you know, the chips are hitting the fan right now. People can't see it because it hasn't hit hard enough, but they're already hitting the fan. And if your man is not a manly man, honey, you better be able to do this stuff.
Let me tell you something. I was sitting outside of a racetrack gasoline place this afternoon, about 6 o'clock or so, something. And a car pulled up next to me with a guy. And I tell you the truth, this guy looked like Yasser Arafat. He had the wrap around his head. He had the rugged looking face like he'd been in one too many pool room fights. He was dressed with some short pants with pants that came down. Well, that told you he wasn't used to the climate in the environment. He was illegal. And he goes into there and he comes out with a bag of two drinks, big gulps, and he had a bag full of snacks. And the car looked like he's living in it. I would bet you a dime to a dump. Well, I know he's not from that area. You don't even look like people. And I hate to say it like this. You don't look like he's from the area. He looks just like Yasser Arafat. I was on the phone and said, my goodness, is that Yasser Arafat?
Yeah, he's one of our visiting dignitaries. And that's how they're being treated. We're putting them up we're not putting them up in flea bag motels. We're putting them up in five-star hotels, or what used to be five-star hotels. And there's a lot of good reporting going on, too, about the NGOs who are facilitating this. Remember when we told people, if you think a bunch of illiterate drug dealing Mexican cartel members are facilitating this, you are thinking way too small. And then you go down to Panama, you find the whole Panama Canal is crawling with NGOs, and they're running game through there.
Yeah,
you know, that they're processing the illegals. They got, they're setting things up. They have all kinds of supplies, and they're facilitating it. Everybody's making money. And I don't know, you know, they say that these illegals are getting $6,000 in a card. What do you bet that as soon as they get to that Roosevelt Hotel, there's somebody standing there saying, you owe me for getting you here. Give me that card.
Well, they used to get $2,000 when they came through the airport. They get SNAP benefits. They get the dependent children benefits.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they're going to give a piece of it, if not all of it, back to the whoever got them here. You know, you're going to get a card, and you owe it to us, so we're going to take that card. You can keep the food stamps, and, you know, you can eat at the hotel, and you can find money elsewhere, but we're taking that card. That's what they're doing. Those illegals ain't going to benefit. Nobody benefits with this type of operation going on. And, that, you know, they're saying Soros, too. Might have been Soros' idea, but there's got governments involved. You know, everything's not Soros' fault. A billionaire doesn't give away trillions. So it's bigger than that. Like I said, it might have been his idea, and he lit the prairie fire. But you got the Catholic Charities and the Lutheran Services and the Jewish Federation and the USAID and the Red Cross, and even Salvation Army is involved in it. And then you got all the little offshoots like Elitis, Casa Elitis, and Doctors Without Borders. Everybody's making money on it. And, you know, if you're giving people money to take care of illegals, well, then you got to get illegals to take care of so you can make the money. So they're recruiting these people. They're going to get the illegals and bring them back. You know, these people come over. They are overweight, dressed in really nice clothes. They're not dirty. They're not hungry. They're all carrying cell phones. So these aren't refugees. These people were transported there. They didn't walk for 2 months through the jungles to get to America. They didn't walk. That's for sure. And then we see all these buses, and they're picking them up and dropping them off, and they're putting them on planes, and they're sending them to strategic locations throughout the country. Yeah, we're being invaded. That's the army. That's your replacement. And they'll kill every one of us for Joe Biden. He got them here. You know, they don't like the way we vote. They don't like the way we act. They don't like having to pay us money. So they're replacing us. And they're telling us they're replacing us. Well, businesses should like these illegals. They'll work for a lot less. So you're telling people you're going to put them out of a job unless they're going to be willing to work for a lot less so you and your cronies can make more money. And then you're going to bring in your new slaves. Because that's what we're talking about here. You know, how much you going to pay these people? $5 an hour? Where are they going to live for that?
I made this list some time ago. They're refugee medical assistance for 8 months. They got the reception and placement grants, pre-arrival reception, initial housing, $1,850 for food, clothing. They got the referral services and social program, benefit eligibility up to 3 months. They got the TAMF. Benefit eligibility, temporary assistance for needy families up to 5 years, Medicaid benefit eligibility up to 7 years. They got the social services. You got SSI, food stamps, state children health insurance program, SCHIP for 7 years, social services 5 years, cash and medical assistance program, K-12 education, emergency medical care, children with special needs. I mean, it just goes on and on. Substance abuse services, mental health services, immunization, women and children health services, public health, EMS or emergency medical service. It just goes on and on and on and on.
Wow. And then when the hospitals try to build the government makes them wait and wait and wait. You got hospitals going out of business down in Texas and Arizona and New Mexico because they can't keep up with the illegals. And no one's paying the bills. You know, people want to get paid for their services.
They hit the country, and they go to a university. They pay in-state tuition, whereas your child coming from New York and wanted to go to a Texas university, they have to pay out-state tuition, which is usually double.
Yep. But where they don't have a permanent residence, they're a resident of every state. Is that what they're saying?
No matter which state they go to, they get to pay in-state tuition. Those were Afghan refugees at one time. Now it has to apply to these coming across the southern border also. They go to your local school district. They have to set up programs, English as second language programs, whereas the kids in those communities, they can't speak good English, and they get nothing. They're just left out to dry.
And then think of all the illegals. No, not the illegals. Think of all the people who came here legally, the legal migrants. They must feel like big-time saps for going through the process, you know, and then following the rules and making it. You know, those are the ones you want to let in. The people who actually want to come here and be Americans. These people are saying, oh, I only want to come here and work and send the money back to my family. And so you're not good for our country. You're going to come, you're going to take a job, and you're going to send the money for that job out of the country. How's that benefit America? And you don't even want to be an American. Because once you become an American, all that stuff stops.
Exactly.
All those benefits stop. There is no benefit for you to become an American. You don't have to swear allegiance to us. It's not financially intelligent to do that. That's a sad state of events. You know, you should at least want to be American. You know, that should be a good starting point. But you're here for other reasons. No one wants you here. What are you doing here? Scram. I don't have any sympathy for that. You want to come here and work and send the money back to your country. You know, and all of these illegals were so good for our economy. How come they weren't good for their own economy? You know, you got 90,000 Chinese people coming across that border. That's a pretty big army. And if 90,000 will come, you could probably get 90 million if you talked among yourselves. You know, like what's going on in China.
Undocumented immigrants obtain mortgages and credit cards with their I-10, which is the individual tax identification number, which is made for those who do not qualify for Social Security cards. They can get a mortgage. Then when you sign the closing papers on your mortgage, you can go to the local register's office and you can register to vote because now you can show a resident.
Wow.
They got driver's licenses.
In downtown Boston, there's a beautiful waterfront. It was condos, but the condo went bankrupt. Right on the water, loads and loads of apartments. The city of Boston is thinking of leasing it, the whole building, so that they can house illegals. Are you kidding me? That is high-end, highly desired property. Waterfront. Waterfront in downtown Boston. And you're going to set up illegals there? Meanwhile, there's veterans that live downstairs on the sidewalk who fought for this country. And they don't get a view like that or an offer for an apartment like that. Why don't you take care of your own before you start taking care of foreigners? And why are we still sending foreign aid to Venezuela when lots of the population is here? And Maduro's saying that he won't take them back. Reported he's not accepting them.
Yeah, they're criminals, he's saying.
Yeah. Yeah, anybody he had to support, he put on a bus and told them scram. Prisoners and mental patients and orphans and just get them out of here. I can't afford them. Imagine if we unloaded our prisons onto Venezuela. We just tell them, no, you don't have to take the Venezuelans. Take some Americans here. Take these ones. Yeah, that wouldn't work, right? Why don't we stop all foreign aid to them? Why don't we stop buying this dirty oil?
There's a website called Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR. It says federal taxes paid to illegals is $15.4 billion. State and local taxes, $3.5 billion. Total taxes. But the thing is what it costs. It costs $116 billion. Total national cost is $135 billion. And total taxes, just that you're paying $116 billion is what it's costing us, the American
citizens.
So what's
it costing us, like $250,000 per immigrant? That's a hell of a paycheck.
At this time, they say there's about $12.5 million in the country, but I think it's way more than that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, there's already $10 million come across the border that we know of. Then there's the gotaways. And if they're confessing to 10, you know it's 20. They're not going to tell us the real numbers. They're going to lowball it. So, you know, it's Trump says 18 million by the time Biden's out of here. And that's a conservative estimate, too. A lot of people. And we're just letting it happen. You know, they accelerated. You know, we should stop being really antsy right now. We should start talking among ourselves. Because things are going to happen, and we're going to have to communicate with each other. And we're going to have to depend on each other. If we're all going to make it, we're going to have to come together. But there's forces in this country right now that want to eliminate us. And that's not hyperbole. And that's not to scare anybody, and that's not to have
everybody. Let you know, don't worry. Yeah, don't worry, they tell you.
They do. They always tell us. We just don't listen to them. We just think that's too far-fetched. And the more they get away with, the more they come after us. And the more creative they get. They're like, oh, well, we got away with that. Nobody stopped us. Here, let's see if we can get away with this. And then, boom, they got away with that, too. You know, pretty soon, they feel very powerful because no one's fighting back. The couple that do stand up, they get knocked right down again because there's not enough of our numbers yet. We got to get smarter than that. You see, there's one thing about these leftists. They stick together. Whether they're dead right or dead wrong, whether they understand the degree of the situation or not, they stick together. And we got to learn that. We got to learn ballot harvesting, too. We got to learn how to get into those nursing homes and talk to those little old ladies and old gents and bring them a ballot. Here, you want to fill this out, honey? And we'll take it down the office for you. We got to learn that. Don't want to fill it out for them, but you can be there while they fill it out, and you can take it to the, you know, not in Florida, but in some of these places that ballot harvesting is allowed. Learn it. You know, use their tactics against them. Obviously, they're very effective. Right?
Yeah.
But, you know, I didn't...
Well, Kamala Harris reported that they're hiring college students to man the ballots. The ballot, the ballot box, but the polling places. Well, you know, most college people at that age, they vote Democrat anyway. So what it is a move to get more voters.
Yeah, and college kids don't even know what to look for at the voting booth. They don't know about shady stuff. We saved Florida right from this little show. That's a true story, too. There was one girl who knew what to look for, And she told her daddy. And our friend happened to be sitting at her.
I look for mass cheating that's going to go on. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're going to get down to the point where states are going to say we ain't doing it. They're going to have the separation between the ideology of states, thus a separation of states.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know, I mean, we knew of people that took one of those ballot tabulators into a back room and was just feeding it ballots. They said that the tabulator was broken, and they took it out of the main voting room and brought it out back. And they had ballots waiting out back to feed it. So they got caught with that. As a poll worker told her father, and our friend happened to be sitting with her father at a VFW when she told the story. And he got in touch with me, and I got in touch with the guy that was my boss. I was a poll watcher. So he got in touch with Tallahassee, and that got shut down. That was over in Miami, Dade County. What was her name, Brenda Snipes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I remember her.
Stone Cold.
Yes.
Yeah, she got busted stone cold with the tabulator in the back room and all those ballots she had fed into it. There was nothing wrong with that ballot tabulator. So, anyhow, that's how we ended up with DeSantis and not Gilliam, because we interfered with that.
Well, you remember people used to swear up and down there was no cheating. There was no illegal ballots being cast. I mean, we talk about less than 10 years ago, people would swear up and down that all this was nothing but a bunch of hocus pocus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What did Barr say?
And members of, and people from the FBI and our CIA said that there was Russian disinformation with that laptop, too. Yeah, this cheating has always been cheating.
And social
now
media,
they can do it.
Social media wants to be able to curtail you for putting out what they consider as being misinformation. Hell, misinformation
mm-hmm.
going all the damn time. You don't stop that.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, it's free speech. You don't get to control free speech, whether it's true speech or whether it's false speech. That's, you know, that's up to you to decide, but it's not up to you to control. You know, politicians can lie to people because lying is free speech, too. Remember that ruling?
Absolutely. Policemen can lie.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's free speech. They don't have to tell you the truth. That would be compelled speech. And that violates free speech, too. There's nothing free about compelled speech. Really, it's complicated. But people aren't thinking too deeply. They're just thinking what their TV told them to think. And it's a sad state of events. And I'm amazed at how easily people were controlled with the social media. They got telephones in their hands 24/7. They can't go from one room to another without the phone in their hand. What is so important that you have to take the phone to the bathroom with you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'd be sitting on the toilet with the phone in their ear.
Yeah. I mean, you can't even have a private moment without that thing. You know, I saw a meme that said, when phones were tethered, people were free. Yeah, that's kind of true, isn't it? You can only reach people at the house between certain hours, and people didn't bring their phones with them.
Well, there's still people like myself out there.
Yeah, I barely plug my phone in. I couldn't see it before, so I never really got involved with it. And I could see the keypad, and I memorized the keypad anyhow. It was a big screen keypad, and I memorized everybody's phone number because I couldn't see the contacts.
Well, how your eyes doing now, Joanne?
I can see everything, and every day I can see even better. I'm truly, truly blessed with these eyes. I never thought I'd be able to see again, and here I am seeing everything. It's quite a shock. It's a wonderful shock.
I was talking to a guy I worked with. He said he woke up one day last week, and one eye had just quit. Couldn't see nothing out of it. It's fuzzy.
Yeah. Yep.
I told him about
that's what happened
down in Florida.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, make an appointment and get here. This doctor can do miracles. I am living proof of it. I'll testify to that. As you wouldn't believe, I could see a little bit out of my left eye. I could see zero out of my right eye. It just quit on me. You know, I would have these slides where I couldn't see anything. And then it would come back a little bit, but never to the point where it was before I had that slide. And then one day, you know, it just slid and never came back. And, you know, I was just getting used to that and accepting it. You know, I accepted my fate, and then this tiny ray of hope was offered. And, you know, he said, we'll do the blind one first and see what happens. You shall either see instantly or you won't, but I think it's worth a try. So we did. And I could see instantly. It was weird, too, because I had, like, medicine head. I was off balance and stuff because now I could see out of my blind eye. And that made me realize how little I could see out of my not blind eye. But I had, you know, just a small remainder of vision in the other eye. But now I can get around. I can see things. Everything's sharp and colors are more vivid. I could see people's features. Hey, all those white people do not look all alike. They all look like Mr. Potato Head and Play-Doh people. Now I can see they got features. So, I just thought I'd make a funny there. Everybody was a blur. I couldn't see people's features. I could, you know, see that the way they walked and their mannerisms and stuff, so they kind of looked familiar. And if I got close enough, I could tell who they were. But from a distance, I couldn't make out people's features. Now I can.
Yeah, I believe it.
Now I think everybody's so beautiful. I'm seeing everybody's beautiful faces. People are way better looking than I thought they were. That was a pleasant surprise. We got some good-looking people out here. God bless America. That's right. The heck with all you foreigners. You should see what the Americans look like. Mighty fine-looking crowd, if you ask me. Yeah, but I'm absolutely thrilled. I love being able to see. I can see my computer when I can get to it. And I can see all my utensils and things. I don't have to go by memory when I'm cooking.
I'm sure you're happy that you could see Brandon falling upstairs over and over again.
Yeah, I can see the look on his face, too. I was just, you know, I would notice his hand motions and stuff. I could see movement because that would, you know, cause me to stay focused a little bit. But now I can see his face and the dead eyes and the numbness. And the tape that they're using on his face. You know, they're trying to make him look younger, and they're taping away the wrinkles like he's getting one of those instant lifestyle facelifts. All that is tape. Because you can see it where it's bunched up in front of his ears. And he looks unnatural. The tape was coming off of his left eye the other day, and I could see it.
Oh, I must have missed that.
I never would have seen that before. Yeah, it's an old beauty trick that, you know, I think it was Elizabeth Taylor come up with. And she would pull the skin back on her jowl and tape it at one end and tape it behind her ear. And that would tighten up the wrinkles, you know, and give her a more chiseled-looking chin. And now they do it regularly.
My look, I bet you that fall on the floor.
Did you see the Italians making fun of him? Did you see the videos they've been putting out? Yeah, they got some late-night comedian over in Italy, and they're doing Biden skits, and they got him falling, they got him, you know, bouncing off walls and stuff and getting lost, not coming off the stage, everything he's doing, but they exaggerate it. You know, how
or they tell the truth about it.
Well, yeah, they're telling the truth, but they're spoofing it. So we're a laughing stock. Even the Italians are laughing at us. They should laugh at us.
Oh,
if
absolutely.
Anybody else's president was falling around like this guy is, we'd all be laughing. We'd be like, look at this guy. He's, you know, if he was running, say, I don't know, England, if Prince Charles was falling like that, we'd be making fun of him. You know, he's a babbling idiot. And he's trying to, you know, tell us that he's got vim and vigor. And a lady had to show him where he was supposed to stand, who he was supposed to talk to. He had a whole protocol lady there at the border today. Come this way. Meet him. This is so-and-so. This is so-and-so. He had his own personal valet.
But it's funny when he talks about Trump not being fit for the job.
Trump's running circles around him. It's quite a difference. And then people piss me off saying about his age. Oh, he's too old. Well, it has nothing to do with his age. It has everything to do with his mental capacity and his fitness for the job. I know a 96-year-old woman who still drives, still cares for herself. She does her own errands. She walks her dog. And she's as sharp as she was when she was 40. She's 96. Well, she'll be 96 in May. But, you know, Joe Biden's 81. Not all 81-year-olds are noodleheads. I live in Florida.
But Pelosi's, what, 82? Bitch McConnell's 81 or 82?
All three of them are noodleheads.
Right.
Yeah, they are noodleheads. But you got some 82-year-olds down here who are still flying planes and captaining yachts and, you know, holding soirees at the yacht club, you know, playing golf with all their friends and acting like they're 50 and looking like they're 50. So, you know, it's not the age. It's the capabilities of the individual. And he's just an individual that no longer has those capabilities. Sorry for your luck, but that's just how life goes. You're not one that, you know, is going to take it into a further lane. You know, but you got 81-year-old guys down here. You can't tell they're 81.
Well, if you look at
you
people
know, riding
like
around
Jimmy
in nice cars,
Rick Springfield, they're in their mid-70s.
Yeah. And look at that Kathy Lee Gifford. She's in her mid-70s. And Martha Stewart. You know, she looks pretty good for an old gal, and she's still got all her marbles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Biden's just not one that's aged like that.
Well,
but,
he's lived a hard life,
and then when they pin-
not hard as in tough, but hard as in... all that partying and all that illicit activity.
Well, the partying. Remember when they were in Pennsylvania and Obama was introducing him as his vice presidential pick?
Yeah.
He was hammered. He was so drunk, he had to hold on to the pole on the steps of this place they were at.
Yes.
Yeah, and Michelle was completely disgusted with him. She wouldn't even let him talk to her. You know, he was trying to get close to her face to talk to her, and she kept turning away. His breath probably stank.
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah, so he's another one. He has been drinking hard for 71 years of the 81.
I think Pelosi and Barack had a little romp in the sack, maybe one or two.
I don't know about that. I don't even Obama wouldn't touch her, right?
Way she looked Google eyes at him.
Well, yeah, she was probably lusting after him, but if I was him, I don't even like the guy, but I still advise him to run. I mean, like, dude, we're not friends, but I just got some advice for you. Get out of here when she grabs you. Her husband, isn't he gay?
Something like that, yeah.
Isn't the dude with the hammer one of his lovers and he was trying to blackmail him?
I think that's what was going on at the house that day.
What, the day that the chef drowned?
No, you said
Pelosi.
Oh, no,
at the house with the hammer? At Pelosi's house with the hammer, yeah.
Yeah, the hammer party.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, everybody's got a hammer. What are you doing in the toolbox?
And the glass of the front door was laying on the outside, not the inside, so he was trying to break out.
Yeah. Yeah, who was trying to escape? Yeah, that's some weird business going on there. And crashing the car, he wasn't alone either. They admitted and put it on, like, page 17, that there was another witness, a passenger.
Yeah, I believe that the chef with Obama, I think something was going on there, too.
Yeah. I don't know which one of them took him out or if it was a hit job. But he was
probably
coming out with
Obama.
A book and... Well, they said that some of the stuff he was going to print wasn't very flattering to the Obamas.
He was probably serving Michelle in bed.
Maybe.
While Obama was gone. And one thing led to another.
Well, they're apart a lot. They don't spend a whole lot of time together, Obama and Michelle.
That's why the cook was there at the plate, at the house, preparing her breakfast.
Yeah, he was a handsome guy.
He was more muscular than Obama.
Anybody's more muscular than Obama.
Michelle's a big woman. Old friend Obama couldn't satisfy that one. Satisfy Michelle.
Yeah, Obama's scrawny and skinny.
Plus he smokes. He couldn't get a second wind.
Oh.
Hell, with Michelle, you need a third and fourth and fifth win.
Yeah, she's a whole lot of woman. But she doesn't want that job. She doesn't have the experience. And, you know, you see what happens when you go up against Trump. He will shred you if he has to. And for a lot of people, there's no coming back from that. And once you're a loser, you're a loser.
I think personally that Big Mike is a lot smarter than what we give him credit for.
Oh, yeah.
What would she have to gain by being president? She got as much money as he does. All she got to do is walk out. Same way that Gates' wife done, Melinda.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But they want her to be his fourth term. And she don't even like the guy. And she certainly doesn't like those people in D.C. She knows they're all cutthroat. You know, she runs around in that den of vipers. But she escapes them as often as she can. She's the one that uses the house in Martha's Vineyard. She's the one that uses the house in Hawaii and uses the house in Chicago. He stays planted into the place in D.C. Unless once in a while he goes to the place in Martha's Vineyard, but he never goes back to Chicago at all. He's only been to Hawaii like one or two times. But she's always out there globetrotting without him. You know, she's with her mother here. She's with her daughters over here. You know, she's in Paris. She's in Brussels. She's in Vail, Colorado. She's in Hawaii. She's in Martha's Vineyard. She don't spend a lot of time in D.C. She doesn't like those people. And maybe she is smarter than we give her credit for.
Her mother's probably telling her to leave it alone, too.
Yeah. Well, what's to gain from it? She's got everything she needs. She's already on top of the world. You know, having the perception of maybe she'll run is beneficial to her. You know, because people, I'm sure, are throwing money at her and promises at her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're hardcore recruiting her. And she can write her own ticket right now. You know, so she's probably making bank on that. Because that type of attention's worth a lot. Like that Blagojevich said, it's golden. You know, but once that fades and she doesn't take the job, she can either keep the door open for 2028 or she can just fade off into the sunset. She doesn't need any more money. She doesn't need any more anything.
She doesn't need that job. And who in their right mind would vote for her at their job anyway? She don't have that kind of experience.
Oh, but she doesn't have the kind of experience.
You just made
the Democrats
would
all line up to vote for her, though.
Oh, absolutely.
The Democrats would pull their line together real quick.
Yeah, they would.
They'd all fall in.
Black
Not just but, the blacks, the Democrats, that all fall in behind her.
Yeah. Plus that
she's the only one with that power. I hope she knows how powerful it is.
She would be a meal ticket with Valerie Garrett, for sure.
Yep.
Valerie Garrett hooked Barack up with each other.
Yeah, all those people who are currently there, they'd get to stay there. That's Obama's whole crew anyhow. Psaki and Bob O'Malley and Jake Sullivan, and you got Podesta sitting in the White House minding Joe Biden. Yeah, the gang's all here. Samantha Powers, she's still running USAID and filtering money through all these NGOs to bring those illegals here. You know, and then the riots and those pro-Hamas rallies and stuff, you see the people in the lime green baseball caps are back. That's the National Lawyers Guild, so they can sue people and sue cops. They're getting ready for the summer. Those are Bernardine Dorn's people, the National Lawyers Guild. And you see them with the UN observers, the ones in the blue hats. Yeah, I've been watching the crowds at these protests and see who's there. A lot of familiars there. So they're getting ready. I think we're going to have quite the interesting month of March.
Are those people going to stay around, though, if Brandon doesn't get out of the way?
All they got to do, and they know it, and I think today with that kid, Hunter Biden, testifying and confessing to all that stuff, they're going to have to charge him so that his father can pardon him. Right now he hasn't been charged in any crime. He doesn't need a pardon.
True.
But if they charge him with crimes, then the father can pardon him and pardon himself while he's president. And then off to the shady rest he goes. He'll get out of the way. But he's not going anywhere until that kid and himself are safe and his family. So if they give him the tools to pardon himself and his family, he'll get out of the way, but he's not doing it. He's not giving up that power until his family is safe. And, you know, when you're in it that deep, you got to say, okay, well, you know, at least he's got a point. I'm not saying do it, but he's got a point. If my kid had that type of stuff hanging over his head, but they didn't charge him yet, charge him. You know, crapper, get off the pot. You want me out of your way, charge the kid, let me pardon him, pardon myself, and we're out of here. See you later. You'll never hear from us again. But until you do that, don't expect me to go anywhere. I can't blame them for that. Anybody in their right mind that would never give up that power. It's golden, you know. Either make it so weird. But they're stupid. You know, they think they're going after Trump. They're opening all these doors that these little flea bags and these little county judges can start suing the president of the United States. Well, You know, you really want that? So all presidents, past and future, are subjected to the same scrutiny. Remember when Governor Hochul said, oh, no, it's only for Trump. And then she says any business who wants to try it. Yeah, it didn't even take her 3 days to renege on that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, don't worry. We're not going after you. But nobody's above the law, even ordinary person. So now she's threatening to shut down farms and stuff and sue them for violating climate norms.
They must really think that's what the public wants out there.
Yeah, well, there's no coincidence that cattle farm burned down and killed 10,000 cows the other day.
Mm-hmm.
In New York State. What a coincidence. The same day that she says she's going to start suing the cattle farmers. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if it wasn't hit with lightning. Human lightning. You know, take the money and run. See you later. Bye, New York. Terrible fire. The cars were all insured. The building was all insured. Pay me and I'm out. You know, corporate lightning. No coincidence a cattle farm burnt down that day. So, well, I've run out of subjects, and my DayQuil is worn off. So I'm going to get out of here. I want to.
Yeah, we're done.
Say everybody, thank you.
I'll see you guys.
We'll see you all next week. Yeah. Bianchi, thank you very much. Joe, if you can still hear me, if you're still awake, thank you very much. Proof, I'll see you next week. Good night, Freedomizers. I love you, America.
All right, sounds good, everybody. Please support the other shows on the network. It's not just the Proof Negative show here, but until tomorrow, hold on to the handrail, keep hope alive. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am Proof Negative. I am Ooze.